So let's talk about how to structure an effective role play. Well, what I like to do in my office is to have the team meet in a room, have everyone sit around the periphery of the room, and have the caller and the subject, the caller and the call handler, sit close together, but not facing each other. And you will remember why, because when you're talking on the phone, you have this visual gap. You can't see each other. So we want to be true to the scenario, the situation, by not giving you an opportunity to nod in agreement, because you won't see that nod. And then we ask everyone to have a pad of paper and to prepare to evaluate. And we like to use this verbiage, what they liked hearing and what they would like to have heard. This is consistent with our goal of avoiding negatively charged words and having a supportive and positive atmosphere. And to further that, we always like to have the subject of the role play evaluate him or herself first. That's because in our experience, the person is always their own harshest critic. And that gives the rest of the team an opportunity to support them and to show what, in fact, they did and mirror and reflect that they probably did a much better job than they thought they did. There's going to be a tendency to want to break role. There'll be some nervous laughter and some discomfort, and that's fine. We do ask, though, that you do your best not to break role and to just continue. There'll be plenty of time for laughter and discussion after the role play has ended. So what we're going to do now is listen to a call, an actual call that we recorded, and afterwards, Bill and I will sort of evaluate and share what we liked to that we heard and what we would like to have heard more and different. And this would be a great way for you to sort of see how we'd like to have you then perform the exercises on your own. Because after this, you're going to pretty much be on your own. We're going to present you with a sample, a real-world example, and then we're going to ask you to answer some questions related to that call. So what you're going to hear now are a number of real-world sample calls, and after you've listened to them, we're going to ask you to click pause and refer to your workbook for the appropriate exercise and answer the questions. We do have at the back of the workbook our answers, if you will, how we would have evaluated these calls in terms of what we would like to have heard different and what we did like hearing. Obviously, if you cheat, like your fourth grade teacher said, you're only cheating yourself. So we hope you'll resist the temptation to look at our answers until you've entered, completed, and shared your answers with your team. And then feel free to take a look and see how they vary. And, you know, if you have any questions or concerns, we can direct you to the website, and there's an opportunity to communicate with us there.